As we've been reporting this morning, crime on the BART system has more than doubled since 2014. That's according to an Alameda County civil grand jury report. According to that report, the jump is attributed at least in part to the fare evasion epidemic that is three times worse than the agency's official estimates. For more on the report, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bevan Dufty, BART Board President. Mr. Dufty, thank you for joining us this morning. The report finds that nearly 15% of riders are not paying their fares. How do you attack this problem?
I think some of the things that we're doing right now, BART just passed our budget for the coming fiscal year starting July 1st. We're adding 19 police officers to our ranks. As you know, it's been difficult in the Bay Area to recruit officers, but we've done a good job over the past year. We've recruited 40 new officers, and we have a higher salary structure. We also have gotten approval so we don't have to use patrol officers to do background checks. And we're also providing a lateral bonus. And I've been very impressed with officers we've hired from other departments around the Bay Area. We're also trying out, if riders see it, Richmond Station. Our engineering team has put together some changes to our fare gates. And I think everyone sees that our fare gates are way too easy to evade and simply pull apart. And now we've made changes both in the downtown stations. What I'd like to point out briefly is that we've had an effort called Stand Up. Our outgoing general manager, Grace Cronican, has had our staff join with police officers early in the morning from 5 a.m. when we open until 9 a.m. And we've really seen an increase where we really are focusing in on not having fare evasion, not having people flood the system early in the morning and just ride all day. And we've seen a big increase in the number of tickets, the line for ad fare and things of that sort. So what I want to say most of all is that I respect and appreciate this report from the grand jury, and we're going to invite them to come to an upcoming BART board meeting to present this. As you point out, the numbers that they are citing for fare evasion are significantly higher. At the math that they provided, we would be losing about $80 million a year versus the $15 to $25 million that we've estimated that we're losing. No matter what, we've got to address this problem, but I do think it's important, and I am asking both staff, and we have a new inspector general that was just appointed, that was established by the state legislature, to look at this so that we really understand what the magnitude of the problem is. But I would tell you this is the biggest increase in public safety spending in a BART budget in our agency's history.
Mr. Dufty, we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm curious about your take as to whether, in fact, and we all often focus on lost fare revenue, are the people who jump into the BART system really cheating fare? Would they have paid anyway, or are they simply getting into the BART system because they can?
Well, I would say to you that what I've seen, and I've gone out to the stand-up, is that it's a pretty broad group. We had a physician one time who, when he was cited, indicated that he hadn't paid a fare in 20 years. And in fact, if you can believe it, he turned around and filed a complaint against the police officer that cited him because he was late for a consultation. So I think that the culture has deteriorated as we've not done a good enough job. But also, the BART board, six of the nine of us have been on the board for 2.5 years or less. So I think we really are hearing what the riders want, and we're working on it. But the grand jury basically says that years ago we should have had homeless outreach officers. We should have been doing some of these things. And I agree. Once I got on the board, these were things that I saw as a priority. But we also need the cooperation of local and county governments around the Bay Area. You know that BART is a transit agency. And while we're in a bit in the social service business trying to address this problem, the fact of the matter is that I think that some of the counties that we serve and provide a vital service to, they need to stand up and provide us some resources. It's one thing for us to help fund a homeless outreach team, but hey, you've got to give people shelter. You've got to put them in a navigation center. You've got to help move some of these individuals or get them mental health services. And not enough of that is happening. And as someone who's worked in local government, I'm going to stand out and start speaking up about some of the counties that really are not doing their job to support us in making the system safer.
Well, we thank you for the time this morning. Bevan Dufty, the president of the BART Board of Directors.